Hi, honey. Yeah, the conference is going well. How are you? How was your day? Oh, good. I'm so glad your presentation went well, babe. Yeah, it was a long day. My colleagues and I were just at a hotel bar to have a few drinks. Yeah. I definitely needed to unwind after such a full day, you know. No. I'm back in my room now. Taking off the stuffy conference outfit before I hop in the shower. So, babe, you'll never guess who I met today at the conference. Oh no, not him, thank God. I met, Mark. He said you two were housemates back in college. Yeah. He said he recognized my last name on my name tag and asked if I knew you. Yeah, he joined my colleagues and I for drinks. He's quite the life of the party. We had a great time hearing his college stories. It sounded like a lot of crazy things went down in that house of yours, Oh, you're curious to know what he told me? Well, there was actually one story in particular he wanted me to ask you about. Do you think you can guess which story I'm referring to? No? Are you sure, babe? Nothing comes to mind. I'm not sure I believe you. I think you know exactly which story I'm referring to. I mean, if Mark is telling the truth, this is not the kind of story that one just forgets. That sound? Oh, I'm just sucking on a lollipop. Yeah. One of the vendors was giving them out at the conference. Yeah. You know how much I love them, babe. So, you really have no idea the story I'm referring to? I'm gonna have to spell it out for you, huh? Well, Mark told me a story involving you, him, and your girlfriend at the time. What was her name again? Was it Maya? I think I've seen her in some of your old tag photos on Facebook. She was the one with the curly hair and the big tits, right? Well, Mark told me one night during your senior year, you all were having a kegger at your house. He said you had a bit too much to drink and ended up passing out in your room pretty early that night. Is this ringing a bell, babe? No? Well, from what I was told, you woke up in the middle of the night. And you left your room to look for Maya. Do you remember what happened next, honey? No? Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't hear something coming from Mark's room? Did you go over and see what it was? And then when you saw the door was cracked open, are you sure you didn't take a peek inside? What did you see, babe? It's okay, babe. You can tell me. Tell me what you saw. Are you sure you didn't see Maya on all fours? taking marks. Big. Thick. Cock. You know, the fact that you're just staying silent instead of denying any of this is making me think that this might be true, babe. It's okay, babe. Mark told me all about that night. After you passed out, Mark and Maya were chatting, and he made a joke about how big his dick is. Maya called bullshit. And when Mark said he wasn't lying, Maya told him to prove it. Well, you know how these things tend to go, babe. Next thing Maya knows, she's in Mark's room getting her backbone out. And that's when a shadow appears behind the door. Your shadow, babe. Do you remember that moment? Do you remember how it felt seeing Mark pounding your girlfriend's wet pussy? Were you heartbroken? Were you jealous? How come you just stood there and watched them, babe? Instead of barging in and stopping them. Is it because it turned you on, babe? Watching Mark fucking your girlfriend? It's okay, babe, you can tell me. I'm your wife. You know, as Mark was telling me all of this, I thought about all the times that we've gone out, and I was wearing a mini skirt that barely covered my ass, or a low-cut top, that shows off my tits. And that nervous energy you would get when other men blatantly eye-fucked me. Or hit on me right in front of you. I could never pin down what was going on in that head of yours, babe. But now it all makes sense. It turned you on. And then I thought about how excited you would get when you watched me fuck myself with my dildo. Oh, how much it turned you on watching me. Slack-jawed. Jerking your dick. You know, I would wonder sometimes what was going through your mind. Whether you were simply turned on by the sight of me fucking myself, or if you were imagining someone else fucking me. Well, I think I've got my answer. But you weren't just imagining anyone fucking me. You were imagining him, weren't you? Am I right, babe? You were fantasizing about Mark fucking your wife. The way he fucked your girlfriend in front of you. Well, that little moan that just escaped your lips tells me all that I need to know. It's okay, babe. That's good. It'll make all of this easier for you. Well, I think by now you've realized I'm not sucking on a lollipop. And judging from how heavily you're breathing, honey, it's pretty clear what you're doing as well. Tell me, babe. Were you tugging on your dick while you watched Maya take Mark's big cock? While you watched her big fucking tits bounce as he pounded her? Mark told me after that night, when Maya would come by the house, they would joke about you having your ear to the door, furiously jerking off to the sound of them fucking. And when they knew you were home, they made sure to be extra loud. Oh, that must have been so humiliating, babe. Oh, but part of you loved it, didn't you? Part of you loved Mark asserting his dominance over your girl. Claiming her with his bigger, thicker cock. You know how I know this, babe? Because you haven't hung up the phone yet. Because you're letting us do this to you. Because instead of getting angry, you were pathetically fucking your hand to the sound of Mark getting his dick sucked by your sweet little wife. I still got 2 more days here at the conference, babe. Can you imagine all the fun Mark is going to have with your wife while she's here? Here's what, babe. Because you're being so good, we'll let you watch. Oh, but only as long as you tell us what we want to hear. Can you do that for us, babe? Okay, I'm putting you on speakerphone, babe. Okay. Mark says he wants you to thank him. Thank Mark for taking care of your wife while she's away. Thank him for letting your wife suck his big dick. Say thank you for making me a cuck, Mark. You're such a good boy. Now tell Mark you want him to fuck your wife. Say, please fuck my wife, Mark. Louder. Say it again, babe. Say, please let me watch you fuck my wife with your huge cock. That's it, babe. That's it. Mark is loving this. Keep begging. Keep begging Mark to fuck me. Fuck. He's close. Keep begging him to fuck your wife. Yes, good boy. Keep going. Oh. Says thank you, babe. Okay, babe. We're gonna hop in the shower and then grab a bite to eat. Make sure you stay by your phone, honey. I'd hate for you to miss my call.